Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Did you hear that news coming out of the United Nations just a few minutes ago? It was there on the NPR newscast. The UN Security Council unanimously approving a resolution aimed at ridding the world of nuclear weapons, a U.S.-sponsored measure, the first time a U.S. president has ever chaired a Security Council meeting. And what does Barack Obama do? He uses it to get a unanimous resolution aimed at ridding the world of nuclear weapons. Russia went along, China went along, developing nations went along, and we will get details on this from two UN reporters coming up shortly. But this seems like a historic development. Of course, whether it actually succeeds in ridding the world of nuclear weapons is another story, but it is certainly on paper a historic resolution and just the opposite of what U.S. policy appeared to be, developing new kinds of nuclear weapons just a year ago. So we will look deeply into that coming up in a few minutes. But first, add another bizarre twist to the saga of Atlantic Yards Brooklyn and the New Jersey Nets. Bruce Ratner, the Atlantic Yards developer who bought the team so he could move them to the shiny new stadium he wants to build, has now sold controlling interest in the team to a Russian business tycoon named Mikhail Prokhorov. Prokhorov would become principal owner of the Nets, and it's very rare for a foreigner to own so much of a U.S. sports franchise. There may be no other example. And he would become a major investor in the Atlantic Yards development project, the stadium and the high-rises, if they ever get built. Good for Brooklyn. Good for America. Charles Bagley wrote this up for the New York Times today and joins us. New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell is here, too. He has sent a letter to NBA Commissioner David Stern asking for an investigation into Prokhorov before approving the sale of the team. Pascrell has big doubts about this buyer. Charles Bagley, Congressman Pascrell, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Charles. Good morning.
Charles, you wrote today that the sale amounts to a rescue package for Ratner and Atlantic Yards. Why does he need a rescue package?
Well, the project's been on life support. He's had 3 years of delays because of legal challenges. During that time, the real estate market collapsed. There's no financing for real estate out there, yet costs have escalated. So it's always been a bet. Lately, it's been a bet of whether or not this project's going to get off the ground. And here he's been able to convince the Russian billionaire to take a leap of faith that, A, that it will happen, and, B, that it'll be profitable.
And there's a big December deadline for Ratner right around the corner that has to do with his public funding, isn't there? Or his tax status?
Yes. The IRS ruled that if he wants to use tax-exempt bonds for the financing, that he must get the project moving by the end of the year. So he's really marching against the clock right now because on October 14th there is a court challenge at the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals. Around the same time, he's going to sell the bonds, about $700 million of tax-exempt bonds. The proceeds would be put into escrow until the Court of Appeals issues a ruling, which is expected in sometime in mid-November.
On the eminent domain case.
Yes.
And this is a $200 million deal. Gosh, you can get a whole basketball team for the amount that Mayor Bloomberg is going to spend on his reelection, huh?
Well, I think the value of the deal is probably greater than $200 million. There is a provision there that the billionaire will take on or absorb the team's continuing losses between now and the move to Brooklyn. They seem to believe that the team will be profitable if it moves to Brooklyn, and that the arena, which is a separate sort of entity, would also be profitable. But the team, is losing money at a pretty good clip, and he's stepped up to say, I'll absorb them up to a certain level. I don't know what that number is,
uh-huh.
But that.
And I'm kidding about Mayor Bloomberg. We don't know what he's going to spend. His opponent, Bill Thompson, says it's going to be $200 million. It's officially about 40 as of last report. Congressman Bill Pascrell, you're calling for an NBA investigation of this prospective owner of the Nets. Do you have a problem with him just because he's not an American, or is there something else?
No, I think, Brian, that we welcome foreign investment. However, this is a project that started out, as you well know, for affordable housing with low and moderate income people. And it's interesting, it is bizarre that we come down, and beyond the term SAGA, we come down to a deadline which is only a few months away. And we look at the $2 billion in grants and loan that the project is getting, and it's going to depend upon this former basketball player, Mr. Prokhorov, whether he's going to come up with the $200 million. And I think it changes the whole scope of the project. Plus, I don't know if this guy's been vetted. I don't know what the NBA is doing about vetting this owner, which is certainly going to be very different from what they've been doing in the past. So guns and circuses all over again for New York.
What do you mean vetting him? What would they be looking for? We know he's a billionaire. He's got money. We know he's a big basketball fan, so presumably he's going to come in and try to mount a winning team here, not just use it as an investment to extract money out like some owners of sports franchises do. So what do you want? What's your question?
Well, he's been investigated by his own government of Russia. I mean, we know how he earned his money, bought up some mining properties, which seems to be legal. He's the richest man in Russia. Very good. We like his money to be invested, but it depends upon what is at stake here. And right now, we've got loans and grants that the taxpayers are going to have to look at and scrutinize very carefully. There's a whole tremendous bit of eminent domain at stake here, too, Brian, as you well know. There are a lot of things that are involved in this Atlantic Yards. It's almost biblical, in fact. We need to take an examination. I think that Stern should take a look at what this guy is all about and what it's going to mean. Would the city and state have agreed to subsidize the project to this degree if they knew that Mr. Prokhorov, and after all the tenants were evicted, if he was involved from the beginning, yeah, would the loans and would the grants still have been made available?
We'll ask Charles Bagley in a minute,
Brian,
but you said it's almost biblical. Of all the superlatives that we've heard, pro and con for the Atlantic Yards project, that's a new one. It is of biblical proportion, says Congressman Bill Pascrell. So Charles Bagley, New York Times business and development correspondent, do you have any question about that? Would these public subsidies and tax breaks have been slower to come if Prokhorov was in from the beginning as owner of the basketball team?
Well, I think that there have been a lot of questions raised about the level of subsidies for the project and the level of incentives,
even with Ratner.
And actually, the leading candidate for a partnership with Ratner was Terry Semel. In July, when Ratner flew to Moscow, he and Mr. Prokhorov hit it off and were able to structure the deal. Now, the NBA, anytime there's a new owner that comes up, they get vetted, and they'll be looking at both his financial background and anything else that gets thrown up.
Whether
that's adequate or not is, other people can judge.
And two-thirds have to vote on that, right, Charles? Two-thirds of the owners have to agree that this is a good deal for everybody. But there's a history here, too, Brian. You know, the center is being named after Barclays Bank of England. Going back last year, I questioned this as well. And Barclays got money from AIG while they were getting bailout money from the federal government, taxpayers here. Believe me, I'm not exaggerating.
You mean like Citi Field? Barclays would be buying the naming rights to the stadium,
correct? That's correct. That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And AIG, of course, got away with murder throughout the first decade of this century, and we're paying for it, the taxpayers.
Listeners, I wonder if we have any Russian-Americans who might be familiar with Prokhorov and his reputation in that country as a businessman. Is he believed to be clean? Does he have a good reputation? Is he well known? If he's the richest man or one of the richest men in Russia, is this a guy who butts heads with Putin, as some tycoons over there have done? Or what does anybody know about Prokhorov? Let's crowdsource this out to some of you who may be Russians or Russian Americans listening right now. Just in case you know this guy, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Charles Bagley, what else do you know about Prokhorov as a businessman in Russia? What kind of mining did he make his money in? How well known is he over there?
Well, he grew up in a pretty well-connected family. He's very young. What is it, 44? And I guess in the 80s, he was selling blue jeans in Moscow, and then went to work at a bank and rose to the top of this very prominent bank in Russia. He became the head of it, and the bank bought this nickel mining company. Nickel is a key metal in the development of steel. And they produce a huge share of the nickel. The mining is done up near the Arctic Circle. Apparently, he at one point he even moved up there, and it's a pretty grim place to go to. But after he left the bank, he and another gentleman bought the company, and were really able to develop the resources, and they made a fortune. At one point, because of his arrest in France in connection with some allegations concerning flying prostitutes into a holiday party, he was forced by the government to sell his stake in the nickel mining company. It proved to be a great idea, because he sold it for something like $16 billion just before the market collapsed. So he came out of it in better shape than many of his other of the other oligarchs, the billionaires in Russia. I don't know a lot about his background, but that's what I do know.
All right. Let's see. Oh, Ken in Greenlawn has a suggestion for renaming the Nets if Prokhorov buys them. Is that right?
Yes, I was thinking, since it's going to be in New Jersey or New York, how about the New York Nets? NYETS?
No. Thank you very much. That's what Congressman Bill Pascrell would like to say, Niet, to this deal. Congressman, is this because you're trying to keep the Nets in New Jersey? Is that your real agenda here?
I would love the Nets to stay in New Jersey, but I've talked to absolutely no one before, during, or after this escapade during the 3 years. If it does, it does, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. I love basketball, both college and professional, but there's a lot at stake here. They, because of the grants and the loan guarantees, Mr. Ratner has had his costs tremendously lowered, increases his profit, and now he's got to bring somebody in from another country in order to bail out the whole deal. And all of a sudden, you don't hear too much about the low and moderate housing that we were supposed to be developing in this project. So we're using it, you know, it's almost like we're using whatever possibility we have to get this off the ground, and you'll see affordable housing shrink even further as you go down the line. I don't believe, in my heart, knowing about this project from during the 3 years that I've watched it, I don't believe that this project would have been approved by the taxpayers of New York City and New York State if Mr. Prokhorov, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, I don't believe if he was in this from the very beginning that this would we'd be discussing this today. I think it would have been undone.
Yeah, richest man in Russia, I'm seeing 40th richest man in the world. And so last thing for you, Charles Bagley, development correspondent for the New York Times, do you think this does effectively breathe new life into what had become the sinking Atlantic Yards project? Is this a game changer?
I think it is potentially. The problem is that he's still got this legal challenge. The Court of Appeals is going to rule on the issue of eminent domain. Critics of the project contend that the state should not be using eminent domain on behalf of a developer, basically taking their land so that he can have a bigger project. The lower courts have ruled in favor of the project. This is sort of the last-ditch effort. So there's still that question mark, regardless of whether Mr. Prokhorov or anyone else invests money. And, you know, if the Court of Appeals rules against the project, everything unwinds.
Congressman, we're almost out of time. I want to add one other question before you go, because we'll be doing an assessment of Governor Corzine's term in office next hour as part of our 30 Issues in 30 Days New York-New Jersey election series. And one of the premises will be that he's been kind of disappointing compared to the hopes that people had for him. Are you supporting your fellow Democrat for reelection? I presume so. And can you get enthusiastic about Corzine's record in office?
Yes, because I know the cards that were dealt to him when he took over the office, and I know what the universal collapse of the markets due to people like companies like AIG caused. The average citizen out there has lost his job, lost his health care, and a lot of other things. So I understand that. That doesn't, and he's have a budget. Has a budget this year that's similar to the one 4 years ago. He's had to cut $4 billion. I know this. Look, is he fuzzy and warm? No. But the point of the matter is, we're going through very difficult times, not only in New Jersey, but across the United States of America. I think he deserves another term, and I'm going to be working hard for him. I want to get back to the project. If I could say one more thing.
Yeah, we got
thing,
like 20 Brian. Seconds.
There's no way. This is no way to invest the public's money. And I think Charles's article today in the New York Times, where he quoted Mr. Goldstein, I think he's the head of the Develop Don't Destroy Brooklyn. He said that these massive taxpayer subsidies to enrich a Russian oligarch. And that's what's happening. The taxpayers' money of New York are now going to enrich, prop up not only this project, but a foreign investor who's come here.
But there you go with the foreign thing again. I mean, we you know, not to say that the taxpayer subsidies for Atlantic Yards are a good thing in any way,
right.
But Americans own all kinds of shares and all kinds of businesses all over the world.
Foreign investments.
All right,
but not on the backs of the taxpayers. If the deal was in the beginning, I wonder, I don't know what Charles thinks, whether this deal would have ever been 3 years. It would have been done a long time ago.
And
tax-free bonds are scarce. Is it the best way to use taxpayers' money in order to subsidize a foreign.
All right, Charles, again, I think we went round on it. But Charles, 10 seconds of political analysis. If Prokhorov was in this from the beginning, would the...
I think the question, the issues that are raised, they stand regardless of whether the Russian is involved or not. They've been niggling questions since 2003.
And they're still
Bruce
going
Renner.
Charles Bagley, I'm sorry to say we have to leave it there.
Okay.
Because we have to go to our next segment. Charles Bagley from the New York Times. See his front page article. Richest Russian's newest toy is an NBA team, is the headline. And Congressman Bill Pascrell, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the wiki stage of our 30 Issues in 30 Days New York, New Jersey election series has begun, and it's relevant to what we were just talking about. You can find everything you need at the 30 Issues homepage, wnyc.org/30issues. And you can see a working schedule for what we've planned so far. And now you can play co-producer with the 30 Issues Wikis. One is dedicated to New York Development Week, which is next week. We'll do all five 30 Issues segments, all five segments next week on New York City development issues, and Atlantic Yards is one of them, relevant to the mayoral race. And the other one is dedicated to New Jersey. The following week, five segments on development in New Jersey as it relates to the gubernatorial race. And we have wikis for both of them, so you can suggest guests, write copy, select audio clips, all the things producers do every day. See the 30 Issues homepage and the wiki and contribute to it at wnyc.org/30issues or wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And coming up in a minute, We'll talk about what happened at the United Nations yesterday and today. This morning, President Obama led a unanimous resolution at the Security Council calling for ridding the world of nuclear weapons. We'll see how historic a vote this may be.